42 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. Well, that was fast. Less than 2 weeks after President Trump's inaugural proclamation, America First, the Mexican government's promoting its own battle cry in a new series of TV commercials for domestic consumption.
Yo soy hecho en México.
Hecho en México, made in Mexico. And consumers are responding, rallying behind Mexican-made products and ditching a lot of American brands, most notably Starbucks and Coca-Cola. But maybe they're doing something more than all that, too, embracing a new kind of nationalism? Joining us from Mexico City, Professor Damaso Morales Ramirez. He teaches at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, and he's vice president of the Mexican Association of International Studies. Welcome to the Texas Standard.
Muchas gracias y muchas gracias por la invitación.
With calls to boycott companies like Starbucks and Coca-Cola, do you sense a new rising nationalism in Mexico?
We have to be clear. This whole thing stems from comments made by U.S. President Donald Trump regarding Mexico, Mexicans, and the wall. At first, the nationalist movement was led by Mexico's President Peña Nieto. Then it evolved into people wanting to boycott U.S. brands such as McDonald's, Starbucks, Walmart, and others. But these brands came out saying they operate mostly with Mexican capital. So now people are rethinking the boycotts. Truth is, there is an awakening to a new Mexican nationalism.
You have said, you told a reporter for Agence France-Presse, that Mexico tends to be a nationalist country when it's attacked from outside, and throughout our history, we've wrapped ourselves in the flag and thrown ourselves into a nationalism that could be irrational. What do you mean by that?
Yes, this is based on a historic event that dates back to the U.S. invasion of Mexico between 1846 and 1848, the Texas War, in which U.S. troops entered the Chapultepec Castle. And the cadets who trained there, children really 12, 14, 20 years old, knowing everything was lost, rather than surrender the Mexican flag, one of them wraps the flag around his body, climbs to the top of the castle, and jumps to his death. So when we see signs of an exacerbated or radical nationalism, we say, we are wrapping ourselves with the flag, ready to jump. As a nation, we know our flaws, but when someone from the outside, when a foreign entity highlights our flaws, we feel it deeply. We wrap ourselves with the flag, and we get ready to jump.
But it's one thing to boycott American consumer goods. It's another to express nationalism politically, and that's something that many Americans have not seen from Mexico in their lifetimes. Do you anticipate a rise in genuine political nationalism in Mexico?
Todo depende del curso de los acontecimientos.
Well, it all depends on what happens next. The last call between Presidents Peña Nieto and Trump, in which we don't know the exact details, but there are rumors that Trump said he would send troops into Mexico to fight the drug cartels. We have this historical context of two U.S. invasions. They are very much a part of the Mexican ethos, so our reaction is, we will not allow it. This is a complicated situation. There's a lot of confusion, but also the potential for opportunity. On the one hand, we have internal challenges, high gas prices, national protests, and presidential elections next year. On the other, we have these international events, and they have everything to do with Mexico, with being Mexican and with our national sovereignty, so the political class from left to right and in between has come together against these statements. I suggest we pay close attention to what happens next. If there's another statement from Donald Trump, it could feed the fire behind this Mexican nationalism.
I am intrigued by your use of the word opportunity in your explanation, and I'm curious, how would you gauge the temperature of the mood there? Is there more frustration and pessimism, or do you sense that there is a rising optimism about Mexican assertion on the world stage, or even Mexican identity, perhaps?
Yes, I see. Opportunity and opportunism. Opportunism, because this discontent against Trump is something political parties could capitalize on during this campaign season. There's a chance the political discourse will turn very nationalist, so from that point of view, Donald Trump could be a blessing or a curse. Intellectuals and some politicians see this as an opportunity, and I'm one of them, an opportunity to look inwardly, an opportunity to rethink the comfortable relationship we've had with the U.S., a relationship where, no matter how bad corruption got, there were no consequences. One thing is clear. If there were to be a breaking point, Mexicans are likely to say, America, you gringos. This word that refers to the green uniforms of U.S. troops disembarking in Mexico. And people chanting, go green, go, may restart the story, this old story between our two countries.
This is a fascinating conversation that we've been able to have, and one that we have not had very often here in the United States. And Professor, I'm so grateful that you have taken time to speak with us despite all the obstacles. Damaso Morales Ramirez teaches at the National Autonomous University of Mexico, and he is Vice President of the Mexican Association of International Studies. Professor, I hope we can have you back on the Texas Standard, and thank you for your time.
No, thank you for the invitation.